Welcome back to AI Unraveled, your shortcut to staying ahead of the AI curve. This show is created and produced by Etienne Newman, a senior software engineer and passionate soccer dad from Canada. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like and subscribe to the podcast at Apple Podcasts. This week's deep dive is swimming in a sea of updates, new models, new capabilities, even AI that understands how you feel.
It's a fascinating time to be following AI, that's for sure. We're seeing a rapid evolution of how these models learn and interact with the world.
Absolutely. Let's start with the big one. The GPT arms race continues. OpenAI just dropped GPT 4.5, and this time it's not just about better math skills. Think more human-like intuition, less robot in its writing and code.
What's interesting here is the shift to unsupervised learning. Instead of being fed labeled data, GPT 4.5 is figuring things out on its own, building a broader, more intuitive understanding.
So it's learning more like how humans do.
Observing.
Adapting instead of just following instructions.
Exactly. Early testers say GPT 4.5 feels more natural, less artificial in its writing and code. And it's already beating older models on coding tasks. This could be a significant step toward AI that can truly understand and respond to our needs.
So could this be the AI that finally helps me automate those tedious reports? That would be a game changer.
It's certainly getting closer. It's important to note that there are no fancy voice or video features yet. However, OpenAI is known for its rapid rollout, so those features might not be too far behind.
Okay, I'll be keeping an eye out for that. Now let's move on to Alexa. Amazon is launching Alexa Plus, an AI assistant that's a major upgrade from setting timers and playing music.
Imagine Alexa booking your flights. Ordering groceries, even snagging concert tickets, all while sounding more human and remembering your preferences.
Sign me up. But what's powering this leap in capability? How is it doing all this?
The secret sauce is that Alexa Plus can tap into multiple AI brains, including one from Google's rival, Anthropic. It picks the best AI for each task.
So it's like having a whole team of AI experts at your beck and call, each specializing in different areas.
Precisely. And the best part, it will be $19.99 a month, unless you're an Amazon Prime member, in which case it's free.
Interesting. That's a pretty strategic move by Amazon. It incentivizes people to join or stay with their Prime service. It could be the final push to make Alexa the go-to AI assistant.
Absolutely. Now let's turn our attention to 11 Labs. They're known for their incredibly realistic AI voices. But now they're tackling a new challenge. Understanding what you're saying.
Speech-to-text is already pretty advanced. What's different about their approach?
Their new model, Scribe, boasts crazy accuracy in 99 languages. Even those that usually get the short end of the AI stick think Serbian, Cantonese, Malayalam.
That's impressive. Most speech-to-text models focus on the most common languages. This opens up a lot of possibilities for global communication and accessibility.
Exactly. Imagine near-perfect real-time transcription for meetings,
lectures,
even international conferences. This could truly break down language barriers in a way we've never seen before.
It's exciting to see AI being used to bridge those gaps. Now, all of these AI advancements rely on speed and processing power. Speaking of speed, a Stanford professor just founded Inception Labs, and they're making AI fast.
Speed has always been a challenge in AI, but Inception Labs is tackling this with a new approach called diffusion. Their Mercury model generates text and code in chunks, not word by word, resulting in a 5-10x speed increase.
That's a pretty dramatic improvement. So instead of writing a sentence letter by letter, it's writing the entire sentence at once.
That's a great way to visualize it. This means faster code generation, real-time customer support, and quicker generation of AI art. We're talking about AI catching up to the speed of human thought.
That's incredible. It sounds like we're on the verge of a major shift in how we interact with AI. And before we move on, a quick reminder to our listeners. We are committed to keeping this podcast free and accessible to everyone, but we can't do it without your support. If you're enjoying the show, please consider making a donation. Every little bit helps us continue to bring you these deep dives into the world of AI. You can find the donation link in the show notes. Now back to our AI news roundup. All this AI advancement doesn't come cheap. Companies are scrambling to build the infrastructure to support these powerful tools.
You're talking about companies like NVIDIA, right? The company behind those powerful AI chips that are essential for running these sophisticated models.
Exactly. They just had a monster quarter. And it's all thanks to the AI boom. Companies are in a race to get their hands on NVIDIA's GPUs, which are basically the engines powering this AI revolution.
It's a prime example of how advancements in one field can have ripple effects across entire industries. The innovation in AI is driving a huge demand in the hardware sector.
It's all connected. But with all this excitement around AI, it's also important to consider the potential downsides. A Disney engineer is claiming that an AI tool he downloaded to boost his productivity actually ended up destroying his career. He alleges that the tool leaked sensitive data, which led to serious consequences.
This raises important questions about the risks of AI. Even with tools that seem helpful on the surface, we need to be mindful of data security and privacy concerns, especially when integrating AI into our workflows.
It's a sobering reminder that we need to be cautious about the AI tools we use and understand the potential risks involved. And the ethical dilemmas don't stop there. The art world is in a bit of an uproar right now, with Christie's holding its first AI-generated art auction.
This event has ignited a heated debate. Can AI be truly creative? What does this mean for the future of art?
It's a fascinating and complex question. On one hand, you have the technical brilliance and the ability to create stunning visuals. On the other hand, there's the question of originality, intention, and the human element in art.
And this debate goes beyond just the art world. It touches on fundamental questions about the nature of creativity and the role of AI in our society. What happens when machines can create art that rivals or even surpasses human creation?
These are questions we'll continue to grapple with as AI evolves. Now let's switch gears and do a rapid-fire round of some other noteworthy AI developments from February 27th.
Sounds good. Let's see what else caught our attention. First up, we have Hume AI releasing a new text-to-speech model called Octave.
Text-to-speech is a fascinating area. What makes Octave stand out?
Octave understands emotional context, allowing developers to control emotion and delivery in custom AI voices.
So we're moving beyond robotic voices and into AI that can convey a range of emotions, like sadness, excitement, or even sarcasm.
Exactly. Imagine audiobooks with characters that truly come to life, or virtual assistants that can adapt their tone to your mood. This has huge implications for entertainment, accessibility, and how we interact with AI in general.
It sounds like we're on the verge of blurring the lines between human and artificial voices.
It's definitely a development to keep an eye on. Next on our list is Perplexity, the AI search engine, which has redesigned its voice mode.
I've been hearing good things about Perplexity. What have they changed?
They've added 6 different voice options and direct search result navigation. Users can now speak to the search engine and have it answer back in a variety of voices.
This is like having a conversation with your search engine. That's pretty cool.
It's all about making AI more intuitive and user-friendly. Instead of just displaying a list of links, Perplexity can now engage in a more natural dialogue with the user.
That's a big step toward making information more accessible. What else do we have?
Poe, the AI platform, has launched a new feature called Poe Apps.
Poe Apps? That sounds intriguing. Tell me more.
Poe Apps allows users to build entire AI applications using a combination of different AI models.
So we're not just talking about using pre-built AI tools anymore. We're talking about creating our own custom AI tools.
Precisely. This could be revolutionary. Imagine a world where anyone, regardless of their technical expertise, can build an AI app for whatever they need.
That's a powerful concept. What kind of applications can people build?
The possibilities are endless. Imagine an app that analyzes your writing style and suggests improvements, or an app that generates custom music based on your mood.
It sounds like this could democratize access to AI and empower individuals to harness its potential.
Absolutely. Moving on to the world of healthcare, Vivo Therapeutics has launched the ARC Virtual Cell Atlas.
This sounds interesting. What is the ARC Virtual Cell Atlas?
It features Tahoe 100 MAM, an open source data set mapping 60,000 drug cell interactions across 100 million cells.
So it's like a massive map of how different drugs interact with the human body at a cellular level.
Exactly. This is a gold mine for researchers. It could significantly speed up drug discovery and development, leading to more targeted and effective treatments for a wide range of diseases.
This is a great example of how AI can be applied to real-world problems.
Yeah.
And potentially save lives.
Speaking of real-world applications, there's a new AI search engine on the block called Websets.
A new search engine. Isn't that market already dominated by Google?
Websets claims to be way better than Google. Using AI agents to deliver more accurate and relevant search results, they're even outperforming OpenAI's deep research on complex queries.
Those are bold claims. How is Websets achieving this?
Their AI agents are designed to understand the intent behind your search query, not just the keywords. This allows them to surface more relevant information and filter out the noise.
That sounds promising. If they can live up to those claims, it could shake up the search engine landscape.
It's definitely a company to watch. Now let's talk about IBM. They've just unveiled their new Granite 3.2 model family, featuring compact reasoning, vision language, and specialized time series models for businesses.
That's a mouthful. What does this mean in practical terms for businesses?
IBM is providing a suite of AI tools that can help businesses analyze data, make forecasts, and improve decision-making. They're tailoring their models to the specific needs of different industries.
So they're making AI more accessible and relevant to businesses.
Exactly. And lastly, we have Microsoft launching Phi-4, a new multimodal and Phi-4 mini small language model.
Let's break that down for our listeners. What are multimodal and small language models?
Multimodal means the AI can process different types of input, such as text, images, and audio, while small language models are more efficient and require less computing power than their larger counterparts.
So smaller and faster, but just as powerful.
That's impressive. That's what Microsoft is aiming for. And their early results show that Phi-4 is matching or even exceeding the performance of models twice its size on certain tasks.
That's significant.
Yeah.
It could make advanced AI capabilities more accessible to a wider range of users.
Absolutely. It seems like every company is trying to make AI more efficient and accessible.
It's a fascinating trend. We've covered a lot of ground today, from new GPT models to AI search engines to groundbreaking developments in healthcare.
It's clear that February 27th was a pivotal day in the world of AI. And the pace of innovation is only accelerating. And it's not just about making AI more accessible, it's also about making it faster and more efficient.
Yeah, and speaking of speed, let's talk about Inception Labs again.
Mm.
They've introduced an ultra-fast diffusion model that's revolutionizing how AI generates images and videos.
This is really exciting stuff. Traditional large language models generate content sequentially, right?
Yep.
Inception Labs' Mercury model generates entire blocks of content in parallel, leading to a significant speed increase.
So instead of building an image pixel by pixel,
mm-hmm.
it's creating chunks of the image simultaneously.
That's a great way to think about it. Their first model, Mercury Coder, is already achieving coding performance comparable to models like GPT-4 Mini and Claude 3.5 Haiku, but at 5 to 10 times the speed.
That's remarkable. What are the potential applications of this technology?
Well, imagine real-time code generation, lightning-fast customer support, and AI art that appears in the blink of an eye. This breakthrough has the potential to redefine real-time AI creativity, particularly in gaming, animation, and visual effects.
It sounds like it could also revolutionize fields like graphic design and video editing.
Absolutely. The possibilities are truly endless. And speaking of companies pushing the boundaries of AI, we can't forget about NVIDIA.
NVIDIA's been making headlines recently. What's the latest?
Their fourth quarter sales have skyrocketed, fueled by the insatiable demand for their AI chips.
It's like they've struck gold in the AI rush. Companies are scrambling to get their hands on those powerful GPUs to build and run these increasingly sophisticated AI models.
It's a clear indication that the AI boom is here to stay, and NVIDIA is positioned to be a major player in this technological revolution.
It's exciting to witness these advancements unfold, but it's also important to approach this new era with a sense of responsibility and caution.
You're absolutely right. As AI becomes more powerful and pervasive, we need to be mindful of the ethical implications and potential risks. Remember, the Disney engineer who claimed an AI tool he downloaded ended up costing him his job. That's a stark reminder that we need to be vigilant about data security and privacy.
It's a cautionary tale. We need to carefully evaluate the AI tools we use, especially in professional settings, and understand the potential consequences.
And these ethical dilemmas extend beyond individual cases. The art world is grappling with profound questions about AI and creativity.
The Christie's AI art auction really stirred things up.
It sparked a debate about the nature of art and whether AI can truly be considered creative. Some people celebrate the technical brilliance of AI art, while others argue that it lacks the soul and intentionality of human creation.
It's a complex issue with no easy answers. And it raises questions that go beyond the art world. What does it mean to be creative? What is the role of human expression in a world where machines can create art that is indistinguishable from our own?
These are questions we'll continue to grapple with as AI evolves. And it's important for everyone to be part of this conversation, not just artists and technologists.
So what does all this mean for our listeners? What should they take away from this whirlwind of AI news?
The AI revolution is happening now. It's not something in the distant future. It's transforming industries, changing how we work and live, and raising fundamental questions about what it means to be human.
It's an exciting time.
Uh-huh.
But it can also feel overwhelming.
That's why we created AI Unraveled, to help you make sense of this rapidly evolving landscape.
We want to equip you with the knowledge and insights to navigate the complexities of AI and make informed decisions about how you interact with this technology.
So stay curious, keep exploring, and don't be afraid to ask questions. And if you're enjoying the show, we encourage you to support us by spreading the word.
Tell your friends, colleagues, and anyone who's interested in learning more about AI. We're reaching thousands of professionals, and your recommendation can help us grow our community.
And if you're a business owner or entrepreneur looking to reach a highly engaged audience, consider advertising with AI Unraveled. It's a great way to connect with people who are passionate about AI and eager to explore the latest advancements.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI. Until next time, stay informed and keep unraveling the mysteries of this transformative technology.